Welcome back. The Good Scouts are in the house. Quincy Friends of Scouting Mayor's Good Scout Breakfast is coming up soon. It's Thursday, December 4th, actually, 7:30 in the morning up at the Terrell Room. We have the chairman of the Quincy Friends of Scouting, Ray Teeburge, and also this year's two honorees at the breakfast. So, gentlemen, welcome. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you, Joe.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good to see you all.
Good to see you.
The Scouts, I feel like I better be prepared.
That's right. Always prepared.
Always prepared.
Sounds like a motto.
Exactly. Yeah. Ray, before we talk about this year's breakfast, let's do just a quick overview of what Quincy Friends of Scouting is.
Quincy Friends of Scouting is a collection of mums and dads and scouting alumni, Eagle Scouts typically, that have banded together really to provide the resources to remove any economic barriers for anybody, whether it's youth or parents, to participate in scouting, any form of scouting in the city of Quincy. We believe that scouting is an integral part of building this community and the fabric of the community, and we want to make sure that it continues and not be dependent on any particular corporation or church or what have you. So we've all banded together to make that support system homogeneous, if you will, for the whole city, whether you're in the Girl Scouting program or the traditional Scouts BSA program.
Right.
We're here to help you.
Yeah, and is that unique to Quincy, do you know?
It is. Yeah. It is unique to Quincy. We saw sort of the tide changing maybe a couple decades ago and decided to take the future into our own hands.
Right, yeah, 2007, I think, is
correct.
When it was first formed.
Correct,
yeah.
Very good.
How many Friends of Scouting are there, just roughly?
There are about 65 members Quincy Friends of Scouting, and we provide equipment, we provide training, we provide grants, we provide transportation, you know, whatever a unit needs. So we coordinate with all of the scouting units in town. Six on the neck, pack and troop six on the neck, the Girl Scouts, Quincy Girl Scouts, and also Group 42, which is a pack, troop, and a crew as well.
Who can be a friend of scouting in Quincy?
Pretty much anybody.
Yeah,
anybody who wants to help.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how does that happen?
I would say go to the QFOS.org website, and the generic address is info@QFOS.org.
Okay.
And that email will come to myself.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Very good. And are there any specific needs right now that you want to talk about with the Friends?
Primarily financial.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I think the back edge of the sword that we're experiencing is now that Scouts BSA has become open to both genders. We're seeing more and more families that have multiple children in their family. So they have their daughters and their sons are in the program, and they want to go off to summer camp. And instead of summer camp being a $700 venture, it becomes a $2,100 venture because dad doesn't want to have to choose which child gets to go.
Of course, right? You want all your kids to have the
benefit. You want all your kids to have the benefit of it.
Sure.
And that's when we get the call and say, hey, Ray, can you help us out?
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is why the Good Scout Breakfast is so important, right?
Exactly.
See how I led you right down the road?
Perfect. You're excellent, Joe.
Thursday, December 4th, 7:30 up at the Terrell Room. What's the history of this event, actually?
The history of the event goes back 28 years.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was primarily to raise the funds to help out with Camp Massasoit, which was a scout camp that we had down in Plymouth.
Oh, okay.
It was the old Quincy Council's Boy Scout camp, traditional summer camp.
Summer camp, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, now it's been sold off, but at the time, we needed to build some cabins and some tent sites, and so the intent was to raise some funds to help them.
Okay.
And then the mayors got involved and helped out support it, and then it became a citizens recognition event.
Yeah.
And then we kind of blended the two together and said, let's recognize some citizens that are model citizens that epitomize the values of scouting and benefit scouting at the same time. So we can help families and kids participate.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there are honorees every year, right?
Correct.
Good Scout Award recipients, if
correct.
You will.
Yeah. We typically pick two, public and one private.
Okay.
Is the standard model. There are some years, like for instance last year, we recognized Kelly Cobble posthumously with the Granite Pillar Award. So occasionally there are some citizens that just sort of stand out, and we recognize them with the Granite Pillar Award.
Sure.
But generally it's two, one public and one private citizen.
Okay. All right.
And the mayor selects them in partnership with the committee.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are honored to have in our presence Sean Glennon and John Cohane.
Absolutely.
So I'm guessing the public and the private, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Congratulations to both of you, by the way,
first of all,
being named Good Scouts Award recipient this year. Sean, you've been involved with scouting for a very long time, right? And your family now as well.
Yeah. Actually, my kids are the fourth generation.
Is that right?
In scouts, yeah, starting with my grandfather, my dad's dad, who was a scoutmaster in Boston, the Forest Hills neighborhood. And so he was the scoutmaster for my dad. My dad was assistant scoutmaster for me, and now to be a den leader for my kids.
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable. My brother is an assistant scoutmaster down Duxbury. Huh. His daughter, my niece Sarah, made Eagle Scout last spring, which is pretty remarkable too. She's an amazing role model for my kids. And so it's just been a long history. You know, I mean, decades, probably 75 years involved in my family. So it's pretty special for me.
Why is it so special? What is it that you think is so important about it?
Well, I mean, as we all know, the program builds character and leadership experiences. These are things that these kids will have for the rest of their lives. You know, many kids are involved in sports and in the performing arts too. A lot of these things, you know, help with discipline and those things too. But scouting's just on a different level.
They're just
more life experiences, things that are going to carry them through the rest of their lives that maybe some other programs don't. So I actually wish it was kind of required for every kid to go through scouting. And the fact that Quincy Friends of Scouting makes these opportunities available for kids that might not otherwise have that opportunity, it just, it's very near and dear to my heart program that I can't help support enough.
Yeah. How has, scouting impacted you in your position as a community planning director here in the city?
Well, it's funny. I think the overlap that I see between Quincy Friends of Scouting and even the Lions Club and so many other things. They're just the overlap between these organizations try to help so many kids. Even John had reached out to me over the summer and asked if he could get a set of eyeglass collection boxes. That's a program that the Lions do.
Sure.
The fact that he reached out and wanted to help with that effort, and now so we did that collection effort. And then just last week at my den meeting, we sorted the glasses that we collected over the summer, and these kids sorted 580 pairs of glasses that are now going to go all across the world to help low-income families that wouldn't otherwise have that opportunity.
And now they feel vested
in
that process.
Yeah. And they will never forget that experience
and
that opportunity to help kids across the world.
That's beautiful.
So it's those partnerships. Yeah. It's just the fact that they happen here are phenomenal, and it's just a great experience.
Well, it's like a built-in support system, to have organizations like the Lions reach out. Who are we going to help us? Oh, the Scouts, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'm sure you see that in your own family as well now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids, so my daughter is now in my Weeblow's den, and then my boys were before that. They're now in Troop 6.
I was going to say they're getting older.
They're in the troop now. My oldest just made Star.
Awesome.
Scout, he just passed his board of review. He just turned 15, and Star was actually as far as I got.
Yeah.
And it happened much later in life for me than it did with Robert. So that discipline that he has, he's a patrol leader and has gone to summer camp the past couple of years with his brother. And those experiences are just, they're phenomenal. And summer camp especially, they come home with so many merit badges. It helps them excel so much faster than I ever had the chance to. And so to have this program that provides that opportunity, again, summer camp's it's a big expense. And my boys, what I love is that in Troop 6, they have a bottle drive the second Saturday of every month.
Huh.
And that bottle drive over the course of the year actually pays for their
tuition. Seriously?
Yeah. Wow. So they're very invested because they basically paid for their ticket to summer camp every year.
But they work it every month.
Okay. And for the kids that might not have that opportunity or can't do it that Saturday for other commitments potentially, to have an organization that can help provide that experience is tremendous.
Yeah, and it carries on through their adult lives as you have found.
Absolutely,
as well,
right? No doubt about it.
Yeah, John, let's hear your story about your involvement in
scouting. Well, not as involved as Sean and Ray, but my mom was a den leader.
Oh,
so,
no kidding.
When we were in grade school, so walking home from St. Ian's School, there was a group of us that got together and we had our uniforms on, and there was always a sense of pride because you got to wear them to school.
Sure.
So you go to school, you walk back to my house for the meeting, and it just gave you something a little bit more. You were proud of the association. My dad was a Boy Scout himself when he was younger, so we're just two generations and not four generations. But it's more in working with Ray and seeing what they do over the years has really got me hooked in being part of this committee.
Yeah.
The money they raise really helps families in Quincy that need it. And as we're talking about the kids these days, they need these experiences, these life experiences. There's so many of them that are just stuck on their phones.
They're non-electronic experiences.
Yeah, right? And when you take those electronics away, you see what they're really made of, and you can teach them leadership skills and things that they'll have for the rest of their lives. So it's so important to keep this going and to encourage more kids to get involved. And like Sean said, this should be mandatory for all kids go through the program.
So when you found out you were one of this year's recipients of the Good Scout Award, what did you feel?
I was honored. Yeah. I was honored. I mean, I've been on the committee for maybe 15 years now.
Wow. Okay.
So I was in the Kiwanis Club for years, and Tony Igniti got me involved 15 years ago. So I've been on the committee since then, and have just seen the good work that they do. And it's one of those things you love to do every year. I tell Ray every year it's my favorite morning of the year, the breakfast, because you see these kids just get up and speak and tell their experiences, and it's like, wow, we are really in good shape for our future. These kids are incredible.
And it makes you reflect too on your own childhood, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Were doing at that age, right?
Absolutely.
And thinking, gosh, these kids are pretty advanced, right?
They are.
And you probably see it too in your business, people that have come through the scouting program, and you meet them again.
Afterwards. All through the years, in generations of families. So, when you're talking to a family and you're planning a service, they tell you, some of the most important parts of their lives, and scouting comes
Scouting's
up quite
right
a bit.
There.
So it makes a big impression on them, and it sticks with them for their entire lives.
Right. I know that it's often mentioned in obituaries.
Yeah.
It's a point of pride.
Absolutely.
And it also is signaled to other scouts to say, we can go and support this family.
That's right.
As well. That's common bond, the common connection.
And we see the scouts come in quite a bit to pay the respects for family members and friends. And a lot of kids are afraid of doing that, but the scouts are, it's something
reason.
that they know that is a good thing to
do. I think resiliency is part of that, and paying respect is part of what we're teaching.
And confidence building, too,
Confidence building, I also want to give credit to John, because his father, Ed, is also a past honoree, and we'll be introducing him this year.
Nice.
So the Cohane support of scouting runs deep and long.
A full circle moment very nice. Excellent. So let's talk about the actual breakfast rave again. Yeah, it'll be happening. Again, it's Thursday, December 4th, so it's next week. It's coming up.
It's coming quick.
Starts 7:30 in the morning up at the Sorrel Room. What's going to be happening?
So the doors open at 7:30, and we would ask people to be there as close to 7:30 as possible, because the program actually starts at 8. So it gives you a half hour to mingle or eat breakfast. Because once the program starts at 8, opening ceremony, that sort of thing, it runs pretty fast, and we stop hard at 9. The committee has always made that clear, and the mayor's always made that clear. We stop hard at 9.
It's a work day, right?
It's a work day. Yeah. People need to get back to breakfast. But I am planning on, just prior to opening the program, we're going to have a photo of all the past honorees that are there, which is really nice to see the company that you're in and to see the company of men and women that support the values of scouting and that are part of our community.
Yeah, please send me a copy of that photo. We'd love to show folks.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good. So tell me about the actual program.
So the actual program, what we do is, for the first half hour, we'll have youth speakers, as John alluded to. We'll have a Cub Scout, a Scouts PSA member, and a Girl Scouts youth speaker come up and talk about what the impact of scouting has been on their life, what they've experienced, or how it's changed them, which, is, to John's point, really the nugget of why you're there when you hear it coming right out of the kids' mouths.
Yeah.
We also have dozens of scouts there that will be sitting with people that are attending the breakfast, so you get to have some one-on-one time with them. And then at about 8:30, the mayor comes on. He talks for 5 or 10 minutes about what scouting means to him and to the community. And then I believe we're honoring Sean first. Jim Fatsies will be introducing him. And then the mayor will also comment a little bit. And then Sean will share, what scouting means to him. And then we'll honor John. His father will be introducing him, and then the mayor will be commenting, and John will have a chance to share what scouting means to him, similar to what we're doing today.
Is there an actual, is there a certificate or an award?
They got a beautiful, we call the McKenzie Trophy. Mr. McKenzie designed this gorgeous trophy that sits in front of the BSA National Office. It's a great, beautiful piece. They've been personalized with their names. And I suspect they will sit in a point of prominence in their offices or homes.
Nice. Who's McKenzie?
Mr. McKenzie, I can't remember the background story, but
That's the name.
He was the sculptor. He was the sculptor who did the piece of art.
Okay, yeah. All right. And this is open to the public, yes, Ray? Yes.
It is, okay. Correct, yep. The deadline for buying tickets was actually last Friday.
Oh, no.
But we do have two tables left, so that means I have 16 seats.
Okay.
So if you wanted to try to squeeze one in, you can still go to the QFOS.org website and submit a request.
Okay.
And we'll do it on a case-by-case basis.
But, okay. Yeah. Or make a donation.
Or make a donation.
Either way, right?
Correct.
About how many folks attend?
150.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, is there another event afterwards this year, or is this gearing up now for next year?
Now we would gear up for next
year.
Okay. Quincy Friends of Scouting is at Kilroy Square with the Chamber of Commerce selling trees and wreaths.
Yes.
This weekend and the first weekend in December.
Okay.
So if you want to attend the Christmas Fair event at Kilroy Square, we'd be happy to sell you a tree or a wreath to decorate your house.
Sure.
And all of those proceeds go directly to helping kids.
Okay.
Participate.
And the funds raised at the breakfast, are they geared to any specific? Is this just summer camp funding?
No, general funding, grant requests that we receive throughout the year.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
How much? And 100% of them go directly to helping scouts. We have no employees, there's no brick and mortar overhead.
Yeah.
So it's really nice that all of the funds stay locally
and
all of them go to kids and their parents.
Yeah, you're 501c3, registered nonprofit, so
correct.
It's all tax deductible too.
Yeah.
But how much does the breakfast take?
About $40,000.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
Did I read somewhere that the Camperee is coming back next year?
It is. The President's Trail Camperee.
Wow.
We're super excited about that. That'll be Columbus Day
next
weekend. Next year, sorry.
Okay.
In October.
Yeah. Okay.
And that'll be 1,000 scouts on Pageant Field.
Was it 2024, I think?
It was 2024. Yeah, so we skipped one year. And it was also Quincy 400.
Oh, right.
So the timing worked out perfect.
Yeah.
And we think we'll stick with that model every other year.
Yeah.
It creates demand.
Yeah.
I think if you do it every single year, then the kids are like, I did that last year. But if you skip enough years, you know, your children become Scouts BSA members and now they want to go.
Yeah.
So we'll do the same thing. We'll hike the 5 miles
of
the President's Trail. But this year we're going to do 25,000 daffodils in the
city.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're pretty excited.
It was a huge success.
Yeah, it was.
I heard all about it all year long, actually.
Yeah.
You know, over 1,000 scouts descending upon the city.
Correct.
Some of the pictures were astounding.
Yeah.
The bonfire was a huge success, I know.
The bonfire was a huge success. I think that was a highlight.
That was the highlight.
Yeah. We had 100 pallets, and I want to give a shout out to Troop 6 on the neck. I brought 100 pallets from work and had a truck deliver them, which was interesting, talking to the driver. Go, no, you just drive out to the marsh. Like, what? Open the back, just kick them out.
You'll see.
Where do you want them? Just kick them here in this dirt parking lot down by the boathouse.
Yep.
And then six came and said, no, we'll stack them. They made a beautiful pyramid with some structure on the top.
Oh, it was very architectural,
and, we were in coordination with Quincy Fire,
of
just
course.
To be clear.
Of
they
course.
Were there with a truck.
Yes.
And
Everything was safe. And
everything was safe.
For sure.
But you could see the fire from far. And they actually called all the firehouses and said, if you get a call from the public that, you know, the marsh is on fire, it's okay.
Right.
It's sanctioned and we have it covered.
Okay, so we'll have you back before then
to
talk more about that for sure.
Look forward to it.
But for the short term, it's the Quincy Mayor's Good Scout Breakfast, Thursday, December 4th, 7:30 at the Terrell Room, QFOS.org.
Correct.
Website to go to get those last two tables or make a donation anytime,
correct.
Right?
Correct. Yeah. We'd love to have you.
Sure. Gentlemen, Sean and John, for folks who are maybe considering getting involved with the Friends of Scouting. Sean, why is it a good idea?
Boy, you know, for all the reasons I mentioned before, this program, scouting in general, you know, it provides these opportunities for leadership, character development, skills that will carry them for the rest of their lives, and the fact that this organization helps them do that.
Right.
That's why people should get involved. And I also want to give a huge shout out to this guy right here, because I had no idea the massive undertaking that this event takes, let alone the work that he does all year long. He and Diane and the committee, hats off to Ray. This wouldn't be possible without him,
sure.
And I want to make sure he's acknowledged for the work that he does.
And John, real quick?
Same thing. I mean, you see so many of these kids nowadays that are just looking for something to get those leadership skills. And not everybody can play sports. Not everybody can do some of the other endeavors out there. But scouting is for anyone can really do. And you just learn those basic life skills that serve you forever.
Yep.
And I think there's a huge need for that.
Absolutely. Thank you all. Really appreciate the opportunity
to
talk
to
you.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for the opportunity to come.
It's our pleasure.
Share the story.
We're happy to help. Happy to help. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So grateful for them.
Take a look at the forecast for you for the rest of the day today. It's really nice, actually. A lot of sunshine, just a few high thin clouds. A little breezy, but look, up around 50 degrees this afternoon. Even warmer tomorrow, a lot of clouds, but low 50s. Rain tomorrow night and into Wednesday morning. 60 on Wednesday, yes.